Teachers' aides, clerical workers, and other educational support staff already qualify for Wisconsin's retirement system if they work 600 hours a year. A provision in the governor's budget proposal would lower that to 440 hours, which is the same threshold teachers have to hit. Republicans all voted against the move. River Hills Senator Alberta Darling says it sends the wrong message to private sector workers.
How is this fair to the person who has two jobs? How is this fair to the person who's sitting down and cutting out a lot of their discretionary activities? How is this fair to the family that's worried about where the next meal is going to come from? Now they're going to have to be paying for retirement benefits for individuals who work 400 hours a year.
Other GOP lawmakers chastised majority Democrats for going ahead with this plan without any kind of formal estimate on how many more people will qualify for pensions or how much extra it will cost school districts. But Finance Committee co-chair Mark Pocan says the amount of any state retirement package is based on how much someone works, so this change won't be expensive. He told Senator Darling the people who will benefit are struggling to get by right now.
So it's not like they're living high off the hog on the backs of the people in River Hills. So I don't mean to offend you, Senator, on River Hills, but I am just tired of some of the rhetoric we put out here that has no basis in reality.
There are an estimated 8,400 school support staff who currently do not qualify for the state's retirement system. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.